The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Coming up, James and Betty explain the difference we can make by sharing God's love.
Love's not wrapped up itself. Love is wrapped up in what's best for others. It's love God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself, others. Wait a minute, sometimes Christians find it easier to love their neighbor than they do to find another church member and love them. Sometimes it seems harder to love members of your own immediate family. Well, God wants us to love everybody. Welcome to Life Today. James Robinson here, Betty here. We're talking to the family of God about revealing to the world what the perfect Father is like and what His family is like when they're in line with His heart, His will, His love. And we can be there. You know, I've been sharing that Betty and I are in that part of your life that most people say certainly have to be your last days, your last years in our 80s. And yet we feel like more than ever, we're to focus the church more clearly than ever in our lifetime, and except for maybe a few times in history, more clearly on understanding the importance of fulfilling the Father's kingdom purpose. That's His dream. That's His vision. For His will to be done through His family on His earth in kingdom power, fulfilling His kingdom purpose. Now, that wasn't so profound that you couldn't track with that. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In other words, what's done in heaven, in the midst of all the conflict, all the deception, dissension, death and destruction, my will, in the midst of that storm, that pressure, that deception, can be done. Jesus did it. Many have done it. The disciples did it. Tough, but they did it. It shook and shaped the world, leading ultimately to the greatest birth of any single nation, the birth of America, where the founders understood that they needed the wisdom that comes only from nature's God. And they needed direction and guidance from divine providence. God's will proven throughout all history, divine providence, kingdom purpose at work, shaping lives and the world, reshaping it. God's will being done today is the desire and dream of His heart. It can be done. He wouldn't have told us to pray that, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," if it couldn't be done on earth as it is in heaven. And it has been. And it has been done in great times of spiritual awakening. I think the greatest time of spiritual awakening is to be right now. And I think that's why all of us are here, to be inspired to reveal Him to the world as His family, fulfilling His will on His earth, kingdom purpose. I'm excited about it. Do you think? Am I living in la-la land? Have I just been getting too old? Have I just been meditating too much? What do you think about what's going on in me?
Well, I think it's wonderful because I feel some of the same things and touches in my heart from God. You know, as I'm sitting here listening to you, I thought about if people could really know how much God loves them. He says, it's in Ephesians, how great, how wide, how long, how deep God's love is for us. As a mother, as a grandmother, and now a great-grandmother, I get to see that every day from our children and our grandchildren, James, as I see pictures of them with their children, I see the smiles on their faces, I see what's going on, I stay up to date on what's going on in their lives, you know, and it puts a big smile on my face when I see them post a picture of our great-grandchildren. It just lights up my day. It lights up my heart. Can you imagine if we spend time with God, if we let Him know how much we love Him, if we let Him know that He is first in our lives, that He is there every moment of every day, James, can you just imagine the joy that can fill your heart just knowing that He is always there and realizing how wide, how deep, how long His love is for us, especially in those moments when your heart is broken, James, when your heart is crushed and you think you're all alone. Just remember, He gave His Son the greatest joy and love He had for us that we might have eternal life. And that love is eternal. Grab hold of it. Don't let go.
It won't let go of us. Mm-mm. And you're right. Hold on. Father, thank you for Betty. Thank you for the joys that we've experienced together. And Lord, I pray that your will be done and we'll be able to inspire the people who are listening to realize that they're a part of fulfilling your will and your kingdom purpose. In Jesus' name. I want you to listen to what really in many ways inspired me in these days to, if you've been watching us for 40 or 50 years on television, or, you know, 60 years of my total ministry preaching in the Coliseum stadiums and churches all over the world and going to the ends of the earth. You've seen the television programs been there. Betty's been with me now for 40 years, the two of us, and all the other guests that we brought in to be a blessing to you. This is one of the most powerful passages where Jesus is talking in John 15 about how He's the true vine and we're the branches. And He's the source that supplies everything on those branches. And He says, if anyone does not abide in Me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather him and cast him in the fire and they're burned. But if you abide in Me and in My words, I abide in you. You can ask whatever you wish and it'll be done. By this is My Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be My disciples. He's spoken these things that your joy may be His joy in us and that joy be full. I want people to live with the joy of the Lord, because some of the things you don't see as often as you want to is peace and joy. You don't see a lot of joy in people. It makes me very sad, and especially when you've been through the holiday season, that so many highly visible people and famous people and popular people and respected people talk so much about alcohol and drinks and the party scene. And with all there is to have joy over, why do you add something that misdirects, redirects, stimulates, has done so much damage? It makes me sad. I don't see joy. Some of them, they get drunk, look like I'm finding joy. Please don't hear me as being critical, because I know that we should be able to enjoy things that are enjoyable, tasty, or exciting. Some would say, you know, stimulating or whatever that does. I don't, because my father was a drunk and raped my mother, It hit me hard. And so I don't have any problem just saying I'm just not going there, and I'm not being critical, because I love everybody. But I don't like to see people trying to find joy when there's so much potential joy that God wants to give us. And one of the things that He's made very clear to me related to joy and His joy, the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. But that doesn't just mean His joy in us. It means the joy the Lord takes over where we are, where He is in us, and what He's accomplishing through us. That gives Him joy. You know, the Lord wants us to have joy, but wouldn't it be wonderful if all of us together wanted to give Him joy?
Yes.
Well, we can, and I want to. And I want to inspire the whole family to give Him joy. than we can. Our family has given us great joy. I mean, you know, we lost a daughter. That's great sorrow, about as heavy as you could ever get. And it was 12 years ago, right after Christmas, that we said goodbye to our 40-year-old daughter, okay? The six beautiful grandchildren she sees from heaven now, our great-grandchildren. We rejoice with you, Robin. But I want people to have joy, and I want them to have peace and comfort in the midst of all the heartbreaks that come our way. And that's why we try to give comfort. That's why he offers comfort. That's why he's offering comfort and joy. But I want you to look at what he's saying in this passage that he made clear to me is so important for us to have joy, to give him joy, and to experience and express his joy. And this is where I've been basically living in the midst of national and world leadership. This is what's been happening in my life that I want to somehow carry over to you in a way of inspiration to see that we can all be experiencing that joy and expressing that joy, but doing what he says he wants us to do. It's so important, and it seems to be so challenging to do. Go grab your Bible and go ahead and open it real fast and really meditate on John 15, 12 through 17. This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. And by the way, you are my friends if you do what I command you. And this is a command. By the way, when he said, do all things in moderation, only recently did he show me how important, not that suggestion, but that command was. Do all, not some, all things in moderation. I mean, if you drank in moderation, really, you wouldn't be drunks. If you ate in moderation always, you wouldn't be obese. If you kept things under control, you wouldn't be hurting yourself so often. All things in moderation. So if we will do these things, we're going to find out that doing what he commands us to do gives us joy, gives us fulfillment, and gives him fulfillment of his will through us. No longer do I call you slaves, for a slave does not know what his master is doing. But I've called you friends, for all things I have heard from my Father I make known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he'll do it. This I command you, that you love one another. Betty, that's huge.
Yes, it is.
There again, this wasn't a suggestion. I command that you, believers, all of you, everyone I'm speaking to, everyone I'm talking to about life and joy and truth, all of you, I give you a commandment that you love one another. Love's not wrapped up in self. Love is wrapped up in what's best for others. It's love God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. Others. Doesn't say love your good neighbor, love the neighbor that does all the wonderful things for you, love the neighbor that just loves you all the time. Love your neighbor. Love one another. Love one another. Wait a minute. Sometimes Christians find it easier to love their neighbor than they do to find another church member and love them. Love another member of their own church. Sometimes it seems harder to love members of your own immediate family. Well, God wants us to love everybody. That's his command. I want to make sure you understand that this is what he's commanding us to do and teach others to love one another. Okay, Betty, I started doing this years ago. And I started bringing all the leaders of the church because I had so much visibility and people seemed to respect us. They fell in love with you. They just thank God for you and amazing that God would give me somebody as wonderful as you and how bad I needed it if they could see that. But here's the thing. We began to bring the farthest apart church folks. Denominations that would never be seen in the same room with people of another denomination. They had built their case not to convince somebody that maybe they were mistaken or they needed to make a correction, but basically, in the end, destroy them, not just defeat them, which is what's happened now politically. They don't want to just win the election, they want to destroy you. And in reality, there's a force today controlling much of our political arena that doesn't just want you defeated, they want you dead. They want you nullified. Actually, they would wish and pray you were dead, and some try to kill you. You know that. It's so awful. It's the last thing God wants. He wants us to love our enemy, not what they do. We speak correction to them, but we speak it in unconditional redemptive love. We want to see a change, but we're not going to compromise and go away that we know is contrary to the will of God and the Word of God. So I started bringing leaders together. I started helping people from all different denominations where they had a legitimate burden, a legitimate mission outreach, and we started helping them. And we started asking our supporters and our viewers, pray about it, help them. And they did, everywhere. Whether it was buying their book, reading it, and seeing what they're seeing from God. And we began to build leaders' fellowship until finally those leaders could come together and speak to someone that was anything but perfect, but seemed like they had a burden and maybe they had some ability, and speak to them, pray with them, spend time with them. Betty, if all the viewers watching me right now will love one another, he's talking to his family, talking to the church really too. If they love one another, his will is going to be done through them. And it's more powerful than anything the devil can throw at us. We're seeing it. We're glimpsing it. You're watching it right now. We're on the edge of a miracle. I think the greatest that's ever happened as a result of the love of God being shared, spread, and spilled all over the world. Because his leaders, his family, love one another. It's time to see the will of God done on earth. It's time to show the whole world what the family of the perfect Father looks like. Yes, sir. And to love one another with that perfect love. I will spend the rest of my life seeking to inspire that. Not perfect people loving perfectly, but imperfect people learning to love perfectly, unconditionally. Father, grant your prayer, your desire, and this prayer in Jesus' name. Betty and I sure do love you. We love sharing with you. We love joining you, sharing like food, like water, like freedom from sexual slavery. Right now, we're doing what people tell us is our favorite thing to do. That's to give people water. Water for life to drink, and the water of life. And that's what we're doing right now. I want you to listen to someone you're going to know, and I want you to give water where you can see it needed and so appreciate. Please give us some big time help right now. If you can drill a well, please drill a whole well or a part of it. Do you realize $48 will give 10 people water the rest of their life? There are not many people who can't do that. Would you do it? 144 will give 30 water the rest of their life. There's a level at which you can come in. But if you can give a well, please do. Thank you so much. Let's love one another.
You can see they're lined up here. The kids are all around. They're watching us, of course. But this is a busy time because every day these people have no choice but to come to this water and get their drinking water. It's the only source around. And you may think, well, they've got plenty of water. But when you look underneath the surface, you see that it's deadly water because there are contaminants in it. In this very spot, this group of people, we have talked to people who have very recently lost children to waterborne illnesses. If I do something right now today, participating in Water for Life, will it really matter? Let me tell you, it will matter to this one. It will matter to this one. This one, this one, this one, this one, this, all these children. Every single one of them. They need fresh, clean drinking water. They need a choice that is not potentially death. They have no choice right now. You can give them that choice. You can give them the choice of life.
Thank you, God. Thank you. Because you're the ones that enable us to drill the water wells. Betty and I saw the need. We wept. It's easy to weep with parents. They were weeping, having lost children. Some of them several. Most of them one or more. And we have seen the miracle that God's love through you has provided. Betty, isn't it an amazing thing to see what just giving people clean water does?
It really is, James. You know, I pick up this cup, it has water in it, and I don't even think about it because I know it's safe to drink. But can you imagine a mother having to offer her baby this water that you saw where Randy was? The water that was so contaminated and so filthy, so diseased, and thinking, now my baby has to have a drink. They have to have some water. But if I give my baby that water, it could kill my baby. And it just breaks the heart of a mother to have to do that. But what else can she do? She has to count on others like us to reach out of the depth of our heart and say, God, what can we do? Can we give our best to help drill these water wells? James, you and I have been there whenever the water comes up out of the ground. How exciting it is, and how precious it is to then offer a clean cup of water to one of those babies. It's so life-changing to us, and it must be to you because you give to help. Thank you so much.
Betty and I love to give help. When you know it's effective, when you know it's giving life, and they'll know about the source of eternal life that inspired that love. Please, right now, go and get your checkbook or get your bank card. Go online or dial the number and make the gift God put on your heart. Could you give a well, part of a well? Could you ask for that beautiful line of Judah bronze? I think you'll treasure it. It'll be a great inspiration to others when you tell them where you got it and why you got it. Please, right now, just make the gift God inspires you to make. We've got gifts to bless you. We always will. Hopefully the program, the teaching, those we have who share. Please, you do what God's leading you to do to help us drill another 350 water wells, starting with what you do. Maybe you could drill one of them. Whatever you can do, thank you so much. Please, go online, call that number, make that gift. Thank you.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of 5. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Dr. Don Cobert's new book, Spiritual Health Zone. Discover the key to living in divine health as you find a roadmap to adding joy, peace, and years to your life. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the He Restores My Soul candle set. This decorative candle and match set will inspire you to remember the restoring presence of Jesus, the true light of the world. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request our new bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah, inspired by Revelation 5:5.
please call, write, or make your gift online today.
The reality is that each one of these children are at risk right now because of the water that they're drinking. And the thing that breaks my heart is that they don't have any option. It is their only source in this village right here. It is so overwhelming when you come to a place like this. It's just, you can't even wrap your head around the hardship, the grief, the struggle that they face every single day. And I'm telling you that every time you get a chance to talk with them and ask them what could change their circumstances, what could change the lives of their children for generations to come, it's always the same answer: water. If we could just get clean water, I know that it would change the health of my children. That's what these moms keep crying out for. So I'm gonna ask you today, if you would please go to the phone or go online and give the best and most generous gift you can give possible. I promise you, it will change a life, a life, a life, hundreds of thousands of lives.
Boy, I pray you've enjoyed these days. I know I'm coming a little different in the sense that I'm gonna just kind of stay real plugged into, like, we're just here, you, just a few of us. And I want to be heard clearly to you, because you're so precious to God and you're so important to His purpose and to all the people around you. Love you. Thanks for helping us share His love. Thank you for helping us share water. We really appreciate it. I know it's easy to listen to Betty. Thanks for listening to both of us. Pray for us. We want to be a blessing to you. We really do love you and appreciate you.
Introducing the all-new LifeToday.org. Dive into your favorite Life Today programs, explore impactful ministry outreaches, and discover life-changing spiritual resources. Visit LifeToday.org and experience the best of life.
Carlos Whitaker goes completely screen-free and shares what he learned.
I don't think people are addicted to their phones. The phone isn't the drug, it's just the needle.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.